Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners, is with us. Morning, Andrew.
Yeah, very good morning, Heather.
Now, are you at field days, are you?
I am. Yes, I am.
Do you get into the business lounge like Brad Olsen?
Now, I need to get you to talk to your people there because I had wonderful hospitality from a number of people, but it didn't make the VIP lounge. What's going on?
I don't know. I'll see what I can do for you, mate.
Look, it's a fantastic day though, and I have to say, yesterday, you've always got a great shot at a successful event when the weather is absolutely perfect. It was sunny, it warmed up. Boy, the crowds were coming in. Have you ever been, Heather?
Oh yeah, and had a fantastic time. It's really quite a vibe, isn't it?
It is. What we need to do right now is we need to go there. We need to bottle that vibe. We need to bottle the positivity and somehow send it into all the urban areas. Look, it's early days for the exhibitors and the vendors there, but to me, spending levels look like they were starting quite well. I saw a report saying that there are something like 73 international exhibitors. So it's more than just a window into the local agri economy now. It has a sort of a wider international presence. I think there were representatives there from our latest FTA partner. There was an Indian delegation there. There is a massive number of special field day offers on a huge range of products, some of which you look at and you're not entirely sure they are agricultural. The PM was speaking there yesterday, so it all sort of serves to focus our attention on the sector that's doing pretty well at the moment. Mm. We'll have to wait and see how the days go for the exhibitors and the vendors there. I would not be surprised if they get record attendance, though.
Brilliant stuff. Now, I know you love the truckometer, so what are you seeing there?
The ANZ truckometer. Yeah, I absolutely do. So back to the broader economic temperature, high-frequency data, finger on the pulse stuff, the light traffic index fell 0.2% in May. The monthly number can be volatile, so we take a step up, we take the helicopter view, we look at it year on year. It's up just 0.4%. That is unfortunately a weak result. It has been noticeably lower or weaker recently, so there's pretty clear evidence that people are choosing to drive less. So it looks like it's losing momentum. It's a good indicator of the state of demand as opposed to production. It's one part of the GDP picture, usually about a sort of six-month lead on momentum in the economy. Switch over to the heavy stuff, the heavy traffic index. It fell 1.3% in the month, but year on year it's up sort of 1.9%. So looking a little bit more resilient than light traffic. It's more of a steer on production, more real time than light traffic. It can be volatile, but at this stage it is sort of holding an upward trend. And if I give a sort of a takeaway, if I sort of on this, Heather, if I overlay the sort of current Middle East conflict on it, that's hitting household confidence. It's hitting, as we can see from this, household behavior. And the unfortunate thing is that we're now in this uncomfortable stalemate position, and overnight more evidence of that a swift resolution is looking unlikely. However, when I look, Heather, at what the numbers and what the spending numbers did in May when we saw the fuel price come down, I have an increasing view that if we do get a resolution, it could see consumer confidence return quite quickly. The problem we've got is if it drags on a lot longer, I think it's going to have like an almost exponential impact. It's going to be slower to get that momentum up and running again. So we've got to end this thing. We really do.
Hey, what did you make of the inflation numbers out of the US overnight?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is you gave the numbers, I think, before we came on, didn't you? 4.2%, so it's at the fastest pace in more than 3 years, 0.5% up from April, so it's way ahead. The thing we've forgotten here, Heather, is do we all recall, because we're also obsessed with the Middle East and AI and stuff, but there's a new Fed chair. There's a new Fed chair, Kevin Warshaw. He was supposed to come in and lower, the old idea was he was going to lower interest rates. Well, it looks like the first thing he's going to have to do, potentially, he's going to have to increase the Fed funds rate. So this wasn't part of the story. So the dovish Fed chair might end up having to actually increase interest rates there. This is important for us, Heather, because if US interest rates go up, that's put pressure on our interest rates as well. So this one, it's a moving story and we've got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, interesting. I think you might be onto something there. Right, give me the numbers.
Sure can. So, yeah, market's a little bit weaker. It looks like this thing's going to drag on. Trump's going to hit them hard. Oil's up. So share market's a little bit lower. The Dow Jones is down 658 points, 1.3%. It's at 50,213. The S&P 500 down 60 points, 0.8%, 7328. And the NASDAQ is down 333 points, 1.3%, 25,346. Overnight, small rally in the FTSE 100, just over 0.25%, 10,254. The Nikkei lost 1.89%, very volatile recently there, 64,179. Shanghai Composite down 0.42%, 3993. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.57%, 8653. The NZX 50's had two good days in a row now. It's up 0.38%, 49 points, 13,253. Kiwi dollar against the US, pretty steady, 0.5816, 0.8286 against the Australian dollar, 0.5034 euro, 0.4343 against the quid, 93.36 Japanese yen. Gold, actually 4,115. It's sort of drifting a little bit lower than we've seen it recently, but Brent crude is higher due to the increase in the tensions, $94.25 as I look at it now.
Good stuff, Andrew. You go and enjoy your day down there. That's Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.